The Pulse. The news that matters to you. The Pulse.
You are listening to The Pulse. Today I'm joined by Harriet, Ben, Jamie and Zoe in the studio. We are going to talk about Chris Houghton Harris's MP's letter to all vice-chancellors, including the vice-chancellor of the University of Nottingham. Now, we've got opinions from one lecturer and one student on this issue. Here is the lecturer's opinion on the issue. So, what is your opinion as the Associate Pro Vice-Chancellor for Global Engagement on the government's request to universities?
Well, it was very odd, wasn't it? Because the official reason given was that he was collecting information for a book. Now, that seems unlikely to me, but if that's true, it's a bit of a cheek, because he's just stealing other people's work, essentially. Most of my academic colleagues in the country responded to it thinking it was a bit more sinister than that, and he was trying to identify a sort of hit list of Brexit resisting academics. I think Chris Patton described it as idiotic Leninism. But I just wonder whether actually neither of those are the true reason. And you know, the what triggered it for me was that he was only interested in lectures from professors. Now, I think he knows the difference between senior staff and others. And my strong suspicion, that is just a suspicion I don't have any evidence for, is that he was actually trying to get a list together of people who could help him out, or help the government out, with Brexit negotiations, because they're clearly not doing very well in respect to that otherwise.
Do you think the government is out of touch with the structure of global universities or worldwide learning community?
Well, a lot of what they've been saying more broadly, not just on this issue, is it is quite outdated. It's, you know, quite a lot of the criticisms that are coming at universities now make it look like the university is the criticism of what we all looked like maybe 20 or 30 years ago. And it's perhaps not surprising, because it's when those politicians were themselves at university. So I think actually quite a lot of what's appeared in the press over the last 6 months is paints a picture of universities that I don't really recognise, certainly not at Nottingham, and from my knowledge of other British and European and world universities, that it bears no relation to them, really.
That was Peter Stockwell there, a university lecturer here at University of Nottingham. And here is one student's opinion on the issue.
A student, Kathy Cooper, said, "The whole concept that students are being brainwashed at university, I feel, is quite frankly condescending. Students are completely capable of formulating their own ideas and opinions, no matter what stance their lecturers do or do not take themselves. That's the point of university. Politicians attempting to police university teaching is only going to breed further resentment in young people for politicians, which is already a problem in politics. All that has been achieved in this request is that the Conservatives look even more disconnected from and unsupporting of young people, and in particular students."
Here's Harriet with the main story.
So, as we've heard, the Vice-Chancellor received a letter from Chris Houghton Harris asking for the names of university lecturers, especially professors, which is an interesting distinction in itself, to comment on a book that he is supposedly writing. The letter itself is very vague. It only lists that there will be a book written for European studies and Brexit, rather than it sort of giving any specific details on the topics to be covered, which makes it seem more likely to be some sort of cover story for something either more sinister, or a search for academics with more insight to help with the Brexit negotiations. The Vice-Chancellor has declined the opportunity to reply to the letter, as a constant value of the university is that academic freedoms are cherished. Now, writing this book would infringe some of those academic freedoms, as it would be stealing other people's ideas, which of course we all know with our own assessed pieces that could border onto ideas of plagiarism, as well as perhaps being this sort of Leninist hit list for academics to stop them talking about their own Brexit beliefs and sort of brainwashing students. Although, as we've already heard from Kathy, that the whole point of university is to expand one's knowledge and one's opinion on local and global issues.
Right, so guys, what do you think? What do you think about the government writing a letter to the vice-chancellors of the university, especially the University of Nottingham?
Well, I'm still not very clear on what their purpose is, because they could be being misleading when they're talking about that they're writing a book, and that seems to be the leading theory. So, and it's a big statement to make in the middle of such controversy over Brexit, and we're right in the middle of negotiations and problem with negotiations.
Yeah, it's quite vague, the letter they sent to universities. How do you feel about the University of Nottingham and our Vice-Chancellor specifically refusing to respond to the letter?
Well, as far as I'm aware, pretty much everyone's refused to respond to the letter. It's been basically batted away by every single academic institution. I follow a load of lecturers on Twitter because I have a warped sense of fun. And all of them are not only rejecting this request for information on the contents of the modules, but actually making a big thing of it, making a show of it. I actually thought that Shira West, the Vice-Chancellor, was quite slow to make clear that it was being battered away, rather than like every other academic institution had already made clear their position the day before, and then it was a very carefully worded University of Nottingham statement, not sort of on her behalf, saying the Vice Chancellor is not going to go along with this request, which I thought is very conservative. I don't particularly mind conservative with a small c. I don't particularly mind. I'm glad that they aren't adhering to this request, but I also never thought they were going to. It's been completely shot down by the entire academic
industry. I've got a tweet from a professor from De Montfort called Dr. Ben Whittam, and he says his reply to the letter was, "Of course, you can access my recorded lectures at CHH Colling. Just enrol and pay the £9,000 per year your party deems fair, like everyone else," which I thought was quite a comedic response to the issue. But no, I think I agree with you there. Our university was quite slow to respond. Now, do you think that's because they were trying to make a balanced view, or carefully word the, rather than the comedic stance that the De Montfort lecture took there?
If they gave a hasty response, either in support and giving this information, or to say completely, no, we're not going to give this information, it has to be given the due consideration of how they are going to word it. Because if they're hasty, it could give the wrong impression, it could make the university more politically active, which could either ruin sort of areas of the academic standing, or also put certain students off from applying to come to the university if they feel like their own political beliefs do not align with the institutions.
And what do you think of Professor Stockwell's suggestion that the government are actually looking for experts who could provide them with some information on Brexit negotiations, rather than actually just, you know, suggesting that students are being brainwashed?
It's a fun idea, but it's also not completely unbelievable. Like, it does it makes sense in a very strange way. If they're struggling to correctly manage these Brexit negotiations, they would want experts. But there's also the issue.
That's not how Brexit happened in the first place.
You'd hope they'd want experts.
This
idea of wanting the course information, it almost seems like they're trying to find out what their specific beliefs are, and that's not really acceptable, to be probing professors about what their specific beliefs are.
I find it quite an interesting idea that they need to look at the content of the lecturer. So I do politics as part of my degree. I do PPE, and my politics lecturers, in general, I've had a couple over the years who have been very conservative about, I'm saying a conservative small c again, I should watch what I'm saying, very reluctant to give away any of their own political biases. But literally, I can probably name both of them that's ever done that. Most of them completely open with their political opinions, but also completely open that doesn't get in the way of them teaching us how to critically analyse the actions of various different politicians. And it kind of doesn't really reflect well on their opinions of students, that they think that we're a sort of generation of millennials who have all been brainwashed into being told by these left-wing academics that we don't realise are left-wing, but they're sort of drip-feeding this Leninist propaganda into our university courses, and that's why everyone in our age group voted for Labour in the last general election. This doesn't seem to give students of the country much sort of credit for their own individual thought.
I think it's fair enough for the professors to express their own political opinion, as long as they're not like, as long as, yeah, like you said, they're balanced and you can teach a classroom to make a valid and well-judged opinion, then it's fine to express your political belief.
Do you agree with Cathy Cooper, the student, who said that all that's been achieved in this request is that the Conservatives look even more disconnected from and unsupporting of young people and students in particular, in reference to your comment, Ben?
Oh, it's an absolute PR disaster. I don't know whether or not he thought he would try and slip under the radar and that it wouldn't become a widely circulated request, which, I mean, looking back, doesn't seem particularly realistic.
No.
I don't know whether or not it was trying to appease the sort of Brexity part of the country who still look at, because the problem with the government at the moment, I've only got about a minute to go over this, but the problem is they're obviously not appeasing the 48% because they're going ahead with Brexit, but they're also not appeasing the 52% because they're not going ahead with Brexit. They don't have anything to show for it. They don't have any progress. Mm-hmm. They can't come back from the very much the same problem that David Cameron had when he came back from negotiations in Europe, and they said, "What have you done?" And he's like, "Negotiated, you're welcome." They don't really have anything to show, and so that's why I think the Brexit negotiations, whilst there's nothing concrete to display, then turns into this sort of PR battle where they go, "Oh, well, we're trying to do..." I don't know why writing to ask for the contents of politics degrees was what they went with, but I certainly think that they're trying to do something from a PR point of view. The idea that I really like,
trying to just pass the attention to something else whilst they all deal with their own infighting.
Quite possibly, wouldn't be surprised. What I really like the idea of is, because the book wasn't actually mentioned until David Davis was on the Today Show the next day and was was trying to justify the letter. And I like the idea that the MP that wrote the letter was listening to that and went, "Oh no, now I'm going to have to write a book."
The Pulse, the news that matters to you.